hard to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen.
We're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report, and we're taking calls 800-313-9443. I am going to do this piece on Fox News as soon as we run through the calls we have so far. I don't like to keep you people holding. And I'm not one to say I'm going to take your calls, and then I don't take your calls for a half hour. So I have Pat from Pennsylvania, and Pat has called in, 54-year-old woman, and a housewife. Are you working, Pat?
Yes, I do. I work at a sporting goods store that's attached to a mall.
Okay.
So it's a perfect place to hand out things every day.
So you have taken it upon yourself to contact us, get copies of the movie America, Freedom to Fascism. You've gone out and got a movie theater. You're going to show this.
Right.
And this is what, and this is, Pat, this is what has angered me over the years. If people ask me what I'm upset about, I will simply tell them that there's not enough people that know what's going on that are not involved. If there's one thing, and I mean everything else pales in comparison of all of what I've seen, what I've been involved in, what I've witnessed with my own eyes, all of that, what angers me most is that people are not getting involved in informing other Americans. And they're getting the Mac Daddy of demonstrations here with this, just watching these people going to the polls, not knowing who is what's driving whom, who their agenda is, whatever else. They're just out there with the little party hats and the banners and the confetti and the signs, and are all waving. And, yeah, we're going to make a change. A change to what?
Yeah, exactly. And I think you're right, John. It's now or never. I mean, if we don't do something now, we're going to be absolutely nowhere.
Well, and Pat, here's the thing. We are going to go into quiet compliance. We are going to become full USDA grade A certified slaves.
Well, I'm tired of that. You know, I've had it. I mean, it's to the point where I go to bed at night and I'm having trouble sleeping because I can't talk my best friend into listening to anything because she just thinks, well, you're just crazy old Pat, you're married to a Vietnam vet, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm a human being. And if we don't, I'm not going to just sit back and let it happen anymore. You know, and John, you reach so many people, and I hope you hear a lot of positive things because you're an inspiration. You truly, truly are.
Well, you should see the emails that I'm getting that they want me to take over the Ron Paul campaign.
Well.
Look, I'll be a conduit for funds to his campaign, but I'm not going to get involved in that man's campaign. I mean, let me put it to you this way. Pat, if Ron Paul says, John, I want you on my team, I will go because I consider that to be service to my country, but I'm not going to volunteer for it. I will make sure that this man has the funds, so the boots on the ground, all the meetup groups out there, what are there? I heard another number thrown around today. They said there's 1,500 meetup groups around this country.
Right, and well, we do belong to one.
And all of these groups, the one thing that they could really use to really pack a punch behind what we're all involved in is more money.
Yeah. John, I know you have a lot more callers, and the last thing I want to say to you is, buddy, if you ever throw your butt on a motorcycle and get up into this part of the country, please let us know.
Where do you live in PA?
It's around Williamsport.
Okay.
It's North Central, and I think everybody knows Williamsport because it's home of Little League.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I was
2 hours north of Harrisburg.
I was born 35 miles east of Pittsburgh. That's where Ron Paul was born in Pittsburgh, and I was born in Greensburg, actually South Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, if you're not doing anything Sunday, you can come watch a DVD with us.
Thanks for your call, Pat.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. I'll take your calls in order. And then I'll get to some more news and this Fox piece. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm going to tell you folks this again because it is worth repeating, because I have a tendency to stay with what works. Gee, what a novel concept. I've told you the story about my neighbor in my neighborhood. I'm not going to mention his name. He's a retired Williamson County Sheriff Deputy. Black gentleman. Every Sunday he has the church group over for meet and eat and greet and fellowship and all that stuff. Good guy. He and I have, I've lived next to this guy for three and a half years. And we would talk about the lawns or we would talk about whatever. It's what we all do with our neighbors, folks. Is we smile and wave and we're polite and we're good neighbors. Well, one day I'm standing there and I'm thinking, what kind of neighbor am I that I did not afford this gentleman and his friends, his church friends, the opportunity to see freedom to fascism? So I knock on the guy's door. I gave him the DVD and I just warned him. I said, when you watch this, I told him a little bit about the background of Aaron Russo, who he was, told him he was a friend of mine. And there's a lot of people that claim to be friends of Aaron Russo, but they didn't know him until Freedom of Fascism came out. You know, I was with Aaron years ago when he came out with his VHS tape, Mad as Hell. You know, Aaron and I had a history. So I tell this gentleman, look, you watch this, this is going to change. You're a retired cop. This is going to change your view of everything. Are you prepared for that? He smiled politely, reached out his hand. I gave him the DVD, and that was it. Now, I had not even gotten my Ron Paul signs yet and put them in my front yard. He had watched the DVD, didn't see him for a few days. I got my signs, put the Ron Paul signs in my front yard. And I saw him outside of his house, and I asked him, say, hey, did you see the DVD? He just looked at me and smiled, and he pointed to my front yard. He said, I'm voting for your boy. Now, I did not talk to him about Ron Paul. I did not tell him anything about Ron Paul. And I suspect that this guy was a lifelong Democrat. But that's all he had to do was watch America Freedom to Fascism. And just by having a Ron Paul sign in my yard, see, there's people in this country, folks, that the brain cells really do synapse with each other. And he just simply smiled and nodded and pointed to my front yard and he says, I'm voting for your boy. Todd David Schwartz of CBS said of this film, it's the scariest film you'll ever see this year. It makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi. Other people have said it's a must-see movie of the year, a cinematic call to arms, Jeff Craig of 60 Seconds Preview said. This is how powerful this is. Now, there's a lot of people who have been out there making DVDs and movies for educational purposes, and I applaud all of your work. Some of it's shoddy, some of it's mediocre, some of it has been pretty doggone good. But there are very few people that had access because of Mr. Russo's notoriety that could get in and talk to an ex-commissioner of the IRS. Folks, what a piece of work that was. Just that one portion of the film where Mr. Russo was talking to an ex-IRS commissioner. But it goes through trials. It goes through jury renderings. The people that were on the jury about the tax issue, about the income tax. In an hour and 49 minutes, it will take you from the banking and the IRS fraud all the way to the globalist and how they're operating and how they're doing it, all in a presentation of less than 2 hours, one that is highly entertaining, very, very well produced, very well written and directed by Mr. Russo himself. The now deceased Mr. Russo. You know, this guy, I don't know, many people could live another 50 years and not do what this guy did. But this is his legacy. Before he shuffled off this mortal coil, this is what he gave us. And by God, I'm going to use it. Now, we have mailed out thousands of these things just recently. And we're offering for the same price that we get them. On the label it says, spread freedom. One people, one movement, freedom for all. And it's got a dollar on the label. Well, it's not a dollar anymore, it's $1.25. You know that inflation thing out there. So call this office. You people out there, unless you're a person that can... You have total recall. Unless you're a person that is a good speaker, a lot of us are not. The one thing of having an idea, the very next most important thing to a good idea is how do you relate that idea? Communications. Well, you've got it on one little disc. And my experience with that ex-cop, or the retired cop, is it didn't take any follow-up or any verbiage, any other input from me whatsoever. He got it. So if you're not a great communicator, or if you've been trying to get through to some people and they're into entertainment, this thing is highly entertaining, funny at times. The woman was involved in the trial, and I forget the guy's name, it was up in Illinois, on not paying state income taxes. And it was an interview done by Aaron Russo and her involvement in that process. And to sum it up, at the end of that interview, she was in tears because she said, you know what? I made a difference today today I made a difference in this man's life. Because they went after him illegally, they could not show us the law, and we as a jury acquitted, and that man went free. And she's in tears. How many of you are still crying for Ed and Elaine Brown? Ed's not doing too well. He's not going to make it to 5 years, folks. He's in a federal corrections facility right now, and he won't see the term of his sentence. People are trying to get money together for a defense for him so he can have, and he stated, I will go back into court and appeal. I will do that. But save that, this guy's not going to make his five-year sentence. And what was his crime? You people never met Elaine Brown. I was in her home. I had talked with her on the phone several times. I met her in her own home. Wonderful woman. What crime did she commit? I'll tell you the crime that's been committed, that there's not enough of us to save people like Ed and Elaine Brown. And for all of what they were going through, all of what they were going through. And I'm not gonna spend a whole lot of time on some ne'er-do-wells out there that would never even mention the fact that these people, under siege, had a radio program on this network. As far as they were concerned, RBN was a non-entity. So that must have followed then that Ed and Elaine Brown really wasn't important while they were holding up the banner of trying to save them. But there they were every day, on air, talking. But they wouldn't point the arrow in the direction that they could find these people so people out there could lend their support and ask them questions and find out who these people were. Well, for all of your endeavors, they're in prison. Elaine may make it. I don't think Ed Brown will. Folks, I want you to call this network. We're not making any money off of this. You're paying the direct cost for these DVDs. The only thing we ask you to do is to pay for the shipping. That's it. Like I said, there's been a lot of people who have done a lot of work, but sometimes when you sit down and watch their work, you get the scattergun thing. You don't know what the hell you just watched. You go from baby rapers to corrupt politicians to the New World Order to this, to that, to everything else. This is all people would have to know. Just on the Federal Reserve. Just on the Federal Reserve alone and the IRS. Pat, is my screen updated here? Do I have another one? Did I do Pat in Pennsylvania? Okay, well, get that off my screen. I read, but I'm not a clairvoyant. And I can hear through the soundproof window. You're saying to me? I already did that, Mr. Producer. All right, I'm assuming here Dylan in Texas is still here. Okay, Dylan, go ahead.
Good day. This is Dylan in Texas.
Yes, sir.
There's two people that I know of that are responsible for bringing RBN Broadcasting to the majority of people who listen to it on the radio here in Central Texas, and at least in the Austin area. That's you and Mr. Mike Jones, mm-hmm. and of Texas Resistance Radio, and that's the Micro FM network. And they were off the air for a couple of weeks over the holidays, and I don't have computer access right now. And unfortunately, I know RBN's not on shortwave right now. And so the main way I listen to y'all is on the FM micro broadcast. And anyone around the country who can put it together to put up a station or to duplicate another station.
Dylan, hang on a second. I got to go to this break. I know where you're going with this, and you're exactly right. I mean, am I afraid of the FCC? I want Mike Jones to put up a radio station at my house. I've done it before. The FCC breathed down my neck, but you know what? All bets are off now, baby. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades and the lives they lead. Far ahead of their train, without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine.
My wife has taken the time to record all the sponsors that were in the that were sponsoring on Fox News, and their commercials aired during the debate. One was Ford Motor Company, and she fired off an email at him. Said, "I believe you should look at the content of Fox News. My question to you is Ford Motor Company in agreement with Fox News in not running all candidates for president? Now, Fox News claims to be fair and balanced when Fox News excludes the American people in America's elections of hearing all the candidates' points of view. This is wrong and not American. I, for one, will not watch Fox News and will encourage all the people who listen to my network, Republic Broadcasting Network, to do the same. Here was their response. Thank you for contacting the Ford Motor Company Customer Relations Center regarding our advertisement in Fox News. We believe one of the most effective ways to connect with customers and generate mass awareness of our products is through television advertising. We treat our purchase of commercial time as we do any other primetime mainstream television program by buying commercial time on top-rated shows. We are not making judgment on specific content of the show, but simply making an optimized attempt to reach our many customers through award-winning television programming. Well, that's the point, isn't it? Award-winning. Ford Motor Company values the opinions and sensibilities of our customers worldwide and will continue to try to place advertising on programs that reach and appeal to our diverse customer base. And then they do a sales pitch. I couldn't believe they did this. Currently, there are various special incentives and offers available on Ford Motor Company products. We encourage you to visit us at www.fordvehicles.com. Simply choose the vehicle you may be interested in, enter your zip code, and all current offers will be displayed to you. If you have any further inquiries, please feel free to contact us, and we'll be happy to address them for you. Well, she's emailed GM and a lot of other people. I haven't seen the responses back. But Fox News is award-winning. Okay, when we do these calls, and I'm going to roll through these calls, folks, because I want to play this piece about Fox News. They're not fair and balanced. Rupert Murdoch's deal, it is literally a war on journalism. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Hi, John. How's it going?
It's 75 degrees and sunny down here in Texas.
Well,
how are you doing?
Good. You're doing a good job there. I don't watch Fox News and I don't buy Ford products, so there you go.
They wouldn't put me in a Ford product right now if they paid me to do it.
Well, I watched this year New Hampshire primaries last night, and man, I'm disappointed. You know, it's a popularity show. It's not political, and I support Ron Paul. I'm a registered Democrat. I've been a registered Democrat for years because I'm a union man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing about, you know, unions or labor. Now it's about saving our country.
That's exactly right.
And that's why I'm going for Ron Paul. You know, I watched it last night on the CAN News Network with CNN. And, you know, I'm just disappointed. People are cheering and everything for these people to get in, and they want change, but the way I look at it, they're going to get shortchanged.
Well, and they don't even know what they want to walk away from and what they're asking for. This is the absurdity of it. They just want change for the sake of change. They don't care what it is. They just know that they're through with the old stuff, but they're going to get a brand new package with a brand new face that's going to bring you the same old stuff.
Yeah, worse.
And worse.
They're going to get shortchanged.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be screaming and laughing and cheering when that happens.
Well, you know, I think it's about time that Ron Paul bellies up to the proverbial bar. And if I have time, I'll play it. It's about a 2 or 3 minute interview or an excerpt of an interview he did with who's the bellicose one, the long-necked, blonde-haired Republican pundit out there. What's her name? Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, I don't pay too much attention.
Well, he was on her radio show and he went after her tooth and nail. He wouldn't let her talk.
Yeah.
You know, she was throwing out some assertions, and when he would try to respond in something less than a 10-second response bite, she would try to derail the thing, and he just talked right over the top of her. This is what this man's got to do. And I'm telling you one thing right now, Tim. This Ron Paul campaign needs some help right now because there's got to be some new strategies mapped into this deal.
Yes, I registered on his website, and I haul railroad crews for a couple of days a week, and I try to tell the railroad people about it. And you know, I'm not good. I got a couple of them gave me a response on it, but the rest of them, you know, they still think they should be paying taxes and everything else.
Why don't you call the network and get some copies of Freedom to Fascism and let them watch that, since they like it.
Well, sure, when I get a little money up there, I'll order some and give them some. I hope they look at it, you know.
Well, hey, we're conditioned. Good presentations, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, you can watch Wife Swap on ABC. I mean, why not watch Freedom to Fascism? thanks for your call, Tim. I appreciate it very much. Bill, Rob, Howie, and Steve, we'll get to your calls as well.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's go to Bill in New Mexico. Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon, John. Before I say anything else, let me give you a URL. It's freeradio.org. Free as in doesn't cost a thing, radio as in what you do.org. That is the website of a gentleman called Stephen Dunifer, who back in the early 90s found himself on a remote mountainside outside Oakland, California, with a backpack radio transmitter.
I know the guy. I've spoken to him before.
Okay, and he was the only voice in Oakland that was talking down Bush's war. We're talking the first Bush, not the second Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has got a website full of remarkable information for anything from newbies all the way to people that have degrees in electrical engineering that can help you get your radio station on the air if you want to have one.
All right. Freeradio.org?
Freeradio.org.
I thank you for that,
now,
Bill.
Now, back in 87, summer of 87, I was at the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo, North Dakota. And I was there circulating petitions at that fair to get Ron Paul on the ballot as a Libertarian Party candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to the fall of that year, I spent half a day with Dr. Paul, riding around in his car in Denver, directing he and his driver around in Denver, who were quite frankly as lost as they could be. So I have a pretty good feel for Ron Paul, just from having spent half a day with him. Mm-hmm. I don't get the impression that he is very much different from most politicians, with the exception of the fact that he is honest to a fault. He will not lie. He will not tell you anything that is not true, and he will not tell you anything just because it's what he thinks you want to hear. Now then, given that, he has also been submerged in a pool full of other politicians, so he is very steeped in mainstream political campaign rhetoric and strategy. And bottom line, I think what we really need to do, instead of worrying about Ron Paul's strategy and whining to him about how he needs to change it, we need to do the same thing with campaign strategy that we've done with fundraising. We need to take it out of his hands and go out and use anything that works to get his name splattered across everything possible. Now, my personal feeling is I don't know why we've been ignoring billboards. I'm a long-haul truck driver. I see a lot of blank billboards out there, and I guarantee you that they're available cheap, especially if you buy up a couple of hundred of them at one time.
Well, and like I said, Bill, this is one of the things that I'm working on right now, and I'm talking millions of dollars to go in to these meetup groups.
They're $300 a month apiece.
Yeah, and there will be more than enough money. I mean, if we need to rent blimps out, or we need to do the billboards, we need to put the money in the people's pockets that are in these meetup groups to do as much as they can in their area.
Yeah, I personally feel that the blimp was largely a waste of money in terms of number of eyes and number of impacts that it will have for the amount of money that it's cost to do it. I mean, you can fly the plane around. Alex Jones is big on the airplanes. A lot of people are big on the airplanes. I think that's as big a waste of money as the blimp, because it's a limited thing that's only going to work while you're in the air.
Well, sure.
If you go out and if you, instead of spending $400 to fly an airplane for an hour, you spend $300 to fly a billboard for a month on an interstate highway, who do you think is going to get more eyeballs?
I can tell you're a driver and not a flyer.
Oh, absolutely.
But Bill, I understand and I appreciate your point, and you've got some good points.
And all I can say is Stephen Dunifer is a leftist.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that his information isn't extremely valuable to anybody who wants to get the word out about any point of view.
Understood.
And all you got to do is have a laptop, which I bought the 1st of November. I finally broke down, and your dropping your shortwave was part of the reason why I did it. And all you got to do is get a laptop and build yourself a low-power FM transmitter with a little antenna, plug it into the side of your laptop, set it on to RBN or whatever you want to put out, and if you can, put an antenna up high. If you can't, put an antenna down low. But the bottom line is once you've done that, once you put the signal out there, you're going to have to direct ears to it. And that is where the mini billboard concept that I'm going to throw at you as my last thing comes in. All you do is you go out and you get one of these new Dymo labelers, okay, and you type nothing but your frequency out on your Dymo labeler time after time after time, and then you become an info terrorist. You stick those little frequency stickers up every place where you think somebody might see one.
Gas pumps, grocery
you
stores,
got it. And man, if all you got, all you got to do is if each one of those stickers that you stick up gets at least one person to tune in one time to that frequency, it's paid for itself.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You've got to get the signal out there,
Bill,
and you got to keep it out there.
Here's the interesting thing about this type of programming. The people that I've been talking to in Chicago that are going to be putting out cash flow, that are actually the people in charge of going out and finding radio stations and the best markets and all this other stuff, the gentleman, Tim, did not even see America Freedom to Fascism. And I said, you know, to get a better feel of who I am and what I'm about and what do I believe and where the direction the show's going to take, I said, did you ever see America Freedom to Fascism? He said, no, I've never seen it. And I said, well, you need to look at this. And he said, well, send me a copy. I said, I can do better than that. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, and about 11 or 12 down on the bottom of the page, way down there, is the complete director's cut of Freedom to Fascism. You can watch it for free.
I have an entire library. I'm the guy that showed up in your parking lot about 14 months ago there in Round Rock in a van.
Okay.
And I have an entire library of DVDs just waiting for the opportunity to drop them into a player. I don't get that chance at any truck stop so far because they're all satellite subscribers.
Right.
And most truck drivers want to watch is Law and Order and ball games.
I understand.
But the day is coming when I'll be able to take that DVD player that I also carry with me out there and unplug the satellite receiver, plug in the DVD player, and get some interested eyeballs.
All right, Bill.
I'm equipped when the opportunity comes. All we got to do is get people, well, ticked off enough and broke enough and hungry enough to want to listen to what we have to say.
Bill, I appreciate your call.
You have a good day, John.
Thank you. You too. And, you know, folks, you know, he said of Steve Dunifer that he's a leftist. You know, that's part of the problem here in this country. We're equating some sort of political solutions to left or right. Folks, we're talking about this country, the left. The left. Think about that. Where did the left come from? What are their philosophies? What are their ideas? A lot of them straight out of the Communist Manifesto. And I only have to hearken back to one of the greatest communists this world's ever seen, Nikita Khrushchev. Yeah, the shoe banger. When asked by a reporter here in this country, sir, what about the communists inside this country? He said, here we do not call them communists. Here we call them liberals. You know, people are getting trapped in this political paradigm, and they can't see past their own nose. Democrat, Republican, Independent, I don't care if you're black, blue, white, brown, I don't care what color you are. We have a duty and an obligation to the Constitution of this country, and that puts an end to this endless left-right political paradigm. It's about the law. Rob in Minnesota, you're up next. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Great show you have here. Lots of good ideas tonight.
Good.
You know, one thing that's just been driving me nuts is this whole Diebold thing. I mean, Diebold has been, you know, the backbone of the banking industry for how long? And you can take your ATM card, you know, with you. I'm in Minnesota, and I can go to Florida, Texas, wherever, drop it in. And I really don't have to worry about them losing 5 cents here or dime there, a dollar here.
Accurate as all get out, aren't they?
Yeah, and yet, I mean, here's a company that's staking its reputation on these voting machines. Now, can you imagine if all the people that gave money to Ron Paul, what he's got, like 170,000 people?
A lot.
If they all walked into their bank and said, I don't want to use Diebold banking machines anymore because I've lost total confidence. They can't even count the votes right. And then on the way out the door, you hand it your banker, your, you know, the guy that writes you the loans, that you hand him a copy of Freedom to Fascism, and then the next day you have a few signs out by the Diebold ATM machine, and you're handing out Freedom to Fascism DVDs out there. I think they'd get the message, you know.
Well, and you're right. I mean, I had an experience with a bank here in Texas. It's a big chain. I'm not going to mention their name, but I talked to the branch manager about opening up an account for Republic Trading Group, and I'm sitting there talking to him about banking practices and whatever, and I'm talking about the very same thing he's involved with. He gets up every morning, suits up. There, Johnny on the spot to open up the doors and conduct banking business as usual. I am in his office, and I'm talking to him about the fractionalized reserve system, how this is a cancer that's eating this country inside and out. And this guy glazes over on me like I am talking Latin to him, and he doesn't understand a word of it. I realized that I don't want to do banking with this bank. I don't want to talk to this guy. So I just promptly stood up, shook his hand, thanked him for his time, and I said, guess what? You're not going to get the account. There was a new manager that showed up. I relayed that experience to that new bank manager, and she just kind of looked at me. And I said, you know, I said, this is not a game. When we're talking about the survivability of a country and their people's ability to earn a living, and then you people are involved in the absolute destruction of it, how the hell do you sleep at night? By the way, I did give her a copy of Freedom to Fascism.
And I think most bankers are generally good folks. You know, I mean, in small towns,
pillars of the community.
Yeah, they're part of the community, and I don't really think they realize that they're working for basically a banking cartel. You know, the Federal Reserve is the same to banks as OPEC is to oil. I mean,
that's true.
And I think most people that work at banks, 99% of them just don't know.
Well,
you know?
And again, let me hearken back, Bill, to Rob, rather, what we were talking about here, and that is that it is our duty and our responsibility. I mean, there's nothing written in the rule book. There's nothing we were taught in school, but we are asking our fellow Americans to go out there and to do one thing for the sake of this country and its survivability, is to go out there and contact them, touch them, plant the seed. Whether it takes root or not is no fault of your own, but at least you have made the effort.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Rob, thank you for your call.
But thanks for what you're doing, John.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Bye.
Howie in New Mexico. Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Hi,
sir. We talked a long time ago, and I told you who the Bilderbergers were. I was a little afraid talking on the radio. First time I had been on it. But you know something, sir? This ain't a thing of race, sir. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Your phone,
yeah,
for some reason.
It's not about race, sir.
Yes.
Remember I said we either die together or hang together? That was me.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And I told you who the Bilderbergers were. I told you they were the black nobles and all those.
Okay.
Well, I found more other things, sir. And here it is. They got the elections controlled. I was voting for Ron Paul. I'm a black man, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I was voting for Ron Paul because I know we're in trouble. We're in trouble with our money. We're in trouble with our system. We're in trouble with our economy. Though I love Obama, sir, and I know what he's going through. But Obama can't help us. Ron Paul can. Ron Paul knows the truth.
Yes, he does.
He knows what the Federal Reserve is. Now, look. I'm an honest man. I don't tell no lies. I don't play who I am and who I'm not. I got plenty of gold. I got plenty of silver. I got plenty of money. I'm not afraid about money. I know this country started out on silver, and that's where I'm going to stay at. And I ain't going to say no more about that. But I'm not scared. You know why, sir?
Go ahead.
I'll tell you why I'm not scared. And like I told Robbie, this nation rises up. I mean, it ain't about color. We just rise up, so it's in our nature. I'm not scared. I'm not talking or trying to start a revolution or anything. You know why, sir? It's in our nature. We're who we are. And that is what they're trying to take from us, who we are. They're trying to take away from us or who we are. And they want us to be scared. And I'm not scared, sir. They want us to buy books. They want us to buy, you know, you think of the things they tried to scare us with. Y2K, aliens coming down from the sky. Anything you want to name, they tried to scare us that way. Crashing buildings and whatever. 911, sir. I'm not a scared man, sir. I'm a fighting man. I'm black. And I know people hate me because of what I am. And I know that there's going to be people that hate Obama for what he is. But the thing is, we got to get over color. And until the color of a man's eyes is no more than the color of his skin, we're never going to make it. You got blue eyes. I got brown. She got green eyes. And we, come on, man. Well, I can't get into that.
See, and
the thing is this. Is that we know who we are when we talk to each other, and we can tell the truth to each other. You see, sir, there are some people can't tell the truth. I can listen to what you say all day long, and I won't cut you off. I listen to Robbie. I listen to Pat. I listen to everything, sir, about money, because I'm afraid now because of my money. And you see, that's what drives monkeys, That's what drives markets, money and fear. But I'm not scared, sir. I'm not scared. I trust in myself. That's who I trust in, myself.
Well, that...
If there's a God is in heaven... You was going to say something, sir?
Yeah, I was going to say I trust in God as well.
I trust in me too, sir. I can't trust in him if I don't trust in myself.
That's right.
I can't trust in you if I don't trust in him.
That's right.
I cannot say I love you and hate my neighbor. I'm a liar. I can't say I love my brother and hate you. I'm a liar. You understand what I'm saying, sir?
No, I understand perfectly what you're saying. Bill,
I am beyond light years about this world. I know you might think I'm a whatever. And I am an African-American, yeah.
Bill, I'm sorry, Rob, I'm sorry, I didn't get my refresh my screen. Howie, excuse me, I didn't mean
sir.
To do that.
You see, sir?
It doesn't matter what color you are, because everybody, I myself included, have just heard the passion and the honesty in you. Your skin color doesn't make a damn bit of difference to me.
Get a white man down anytime they want to, including a white man or a woman. And you know those damn things were fixed. I was overall power. I care about God. I wanted to save my nation.
I hear you. Howie, we got a break.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I have a request here. Pat in Pennsylvania, if you would do me a favor, ma'am, and call the network. We've had calls of people that want to go up there and watch the film at that theater. 800-724-2719. If you call right now, talk to Julie. We will put out the information as to where that movie is being shown. So, Pat, jump on it real quick here. We only got about 4 minutes left. Let's go back to the phones. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve. Steve, are you there?
Yes. Hi, John.
Hi.
And I just want to mention that American Freedom to Fascism, what I've been doing is I've been going to the cable company. They have a public access channel. I gave them the DVD. They played it, and they've been playing it quite often. And it gets a lot of attention. It really does. That is one way to get the word out. If you've got cable television, give it to your local cable access channel. By law, they have to play it.
It's a great message. The work has already been done. All you had to do is walk it in to the cable access station.
That's it. That's all you got to do. As far as the vote stealing, there's some stuff going on in New Hampshire. If there is any call for the death penalty, it should be for tampering with the votes, because what it is they are the enemies of the Constitution.
That's exactly what they are.
They are traitors. People that do that are traitors. They are our enemy, and they should be skinned alive and then hung. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's got to be.
You're not going to get any argument from me.
And, finally, John, I noticed that, gold is up to around almost $900 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ford Motor Company CEO, Alan Mulally, said today that the U.S. economy is clearly a concern. And he's just one of a growing number of people that are starting to say that, hey, folks, we're in trouble.
I think the first thing that guy does when he hits the office in the morning, he checks and see where his stock is at. And their stock is almost trading as a penny stock now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John, I know you want to get some information out on Fox News.
Yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. We're almost out of time here. I'm going to devote the first hour of tomorrow's program specifically to Fox News and what's really going on. People have to wake up to this, and they got to stop supporting and watching their crap. Look, you know, Ford Motor tells me that they will, thank you, Julie. Ford Motor tells me that they're going to place their ads where they think they get the biggest bang for their buck, and I understand and appreciate that, especially in the financial straits that Ford Motor finds themselves in. But here's the deal. If people stop watching Fox News, Ford Motor Company is not going to be wasting their money on a show or shows on Fox News that nobody is watching. So we can affect that. Not in the numbers to make a drastic impact, but a little bit at a time. Thank you for your call, Steve.
Okay, John, have a great night.
You too. Chuck in Indiana, you're last up. We got about 45 seconds. We don't have Chuck. Chuck dropped. All right. You guys, you've been listening to the show long enough. Don't hang up. Don't perceive that I won't get to your call, even if you only get 30 seconds for whatever you have to say. I always endeavor to get everybody on in order. All right, here it is. Freedom to Fascism is playing at the Ritz on Main Street in Muncie, Pennsylvania, Sunday the 13th, 1 to 4 p.m. That's up in Muncie, PA, at the Ritz on Main Street this Sunday the 13th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you, Pat, for calling back in with that information. And I promise, tomorrow, first hour, I'm going to get into this Fox stuff because, folks, I know there's a lot of you out there that still don't have it in your mind that you're being mind-controlled. I will spend exactly 1 hour on this tomorrow. I will change your mind. If I don't, I know you don't have one. We'll see you tomorrow. With